Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Before we get this episode kicked off today, Tim, I do want to say it's good to be back. Yeah. I hope our listeners have been patient. I know we took a longer than intended break, but now that we're back into the groove and we're recording the podcast, I'm glad that we're back.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. And our good friend Josh Daly at WPMU Dev, he runs the WIP newsletter, and they've been awesome, and they share WP the Podcast quite a bit in the WIP. And in this last one, he wrote, "WP the Podcast is back, finally, winky face." So we hear you, Josh. We're glad to be back.
Yeah, and we want to give a shout out to Josh. They have their podcast, Hello WP, which we had them on WP the Podcast, you know, latter part of last year, and to promote their new podcast that they were coming out with their, you know, Gutenberg episode that they put out as a teaser, which I thought was just phenomenal. Well, guess what, folks? They launched it officially, and they have the whole first season up. You can go and binge listen to it. That's what I plan on doing tomorrow when Tim and I are traveling to WordCamp Phoenix to talk on Friday.
So I was planning that exact thing. I've been saving it for the flight. Yeah.
Yeah. So go check it out. Hello, WP. And we think you'll really, really like it. So today we're going to talk about Google Ads versus Facebook Ads and which are better. And truthfully, both are great. They just work really differently, and it depends on what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve. And we're going to kind of dive into that today and talk about when you may want to use one over the other. Tim, why don't you get us kicked off?
Yeah, definitely. I would say if you haven't done either and you're trying to figure out which one to start with, I would probably recommend starting with Facebook. It's simpler, a little bit. The interface is a lot easier to understand, and in my experience, you end up spending less money. You get more for your money with Facebook. It's getting more expensive than it was, you know, several years ago. But Google Ads, it can eat up your budget rather quickly without really seeing much results. But kind of in my opinion, Google Ads is keyword based for the most part on their search page. So when someone types in, say, for example, you sell iPhone cases, probably don't recommend getting into that very competitive, saturated market. But say, for example, you do, and someone types in iPhone cases, well, you can bid on those keywords and your ads will show up when they're specifically looking for that thing. Where Facebook is, it's a news feed. People are on there, they're looking at cat videos, their friends' baby videos, they're looking at, they're seeing their Facebook group posts from all their different groups that they're in and stuff like that. And then they're gonna see some ads in there as well. And so they're not necessarily out there searching for something specific, but you can target them based off of behavior, demographics, interests, stuff like that, as well as some retargeting stuff that we'll talk about here in a minute. But that's kind of the two different approaches. And so they're different platforms because Facebook is not a search engine where Google is. And so it kind of goes down to the buyer's intent where you can target them on Facebook, but they're not necessarily looking for it at that time.
Absolutely. And man, I was going to say a whole bunch of stuff and it just left my brain, Tim, but here's what I want to say. And again, first of all, let me say, if you're running ads, absolutely, they work, you know, but if you're in the business and if you're building websites for clients and stuff, I want to throw this caveat out there because I'm very passionate about this and I feel very strongly about it. The long play for getting people to come and purchase your products or your clients' products is the much better play. Yes, you can do ads, Facebook, Google. But if you don't put in some type of content marketing strategy to where you're getting organic traffic to your website to get eyeballs on whatever it is you're selling, you're going to be basically feeding these machines forever. Now, if you're making a positive return on your investment, and you're getting a good ROI on the ads that you're running, then maybe you don't want, maybe you don't care about creating a content marketing machine to get organic traffic. But ultimately, in the long run, your goal should be, you know, to supplement your content marketing strategy with paid ads, because who, let's be honest, who wants to pay for something forever when they don't have to? And I'm telling you, you don't have to, but it does take a while to get established. So, I mean, it's an 18 to 24 month process. And in that meantime, while you're getting established, use some of these strategies. Go do some Facebook ads, some Google ads to start driving traffic to your website to purchase your products and stuff. Yeah. But at the same time, do some content marketing too to start, you know, gaining some authority on these search terms that you're paying for as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And in terms of Google Ads versus Facebook, again, as we mentioned from the beginning, they're both great. They work differently. I think the best strategy is to use them together. So for example, this is just one, you know, scenario that you can do. There's lots of different strategies, but if someone's looking for something that you sell, we'll go back to the iPhone case example, and they type in iPhone cases and they click on your ad. They come to your website. They look at it. They may or may not buy right away. But what you can do is you can retarget them. You can have the Facebook pixel on your site. So as soon as they view a particular page, you can retarget them over on Facebook. And when they are scrolling through and watching cat videos and videos of their family and friends and all that good stuff, well, now they're going to see an ad, but it's not something that they've never seen before. It's not brand new. You're not really advertising to a cold audience. They already looked at your site, and that's why they're seeing it. And so now they're seeing it again. They're being reminded of what they almost purchased, you know, yesterday, for example. And so, you know, that's just one example of the kinds of things that you can do to use the power of Google Ads and Facebook Ads to work together. And then, you know, to throw out a marketing buzzword, synergy, you get that synergy between the two platforms.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you on WP the Podcast. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.